This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. There was an apparent attack on Friday by Israeli settlers in the West Bank on a Gaza-bound truck. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
The Israeli military says dozens of Israeli protesters have attacked a truck in the occupied West Bank, beating its driver and setting it on fire in an apparent attempt to prevent resources from reaching Gaza. The military adds soldiers had arrived at the scene and tried to separate the attackers from the driver, adding the protesters then attacked the soldiers, lightly wounding two officers and a soldier. According to Israeli media, the truck was carrying ordinary commercial goods, not aid for Gaza. I'm Charles De La Desma.
The Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill that would force President Joe Biden to send weapons to Israel on Thursday. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has the details.
The move is seen as a rebuke to Biden for delaying bomb shipments as he urges Israel to do more to protect civilians during its war with Hamas. The House approved the Israel Security Assistance Support Act largely along party lines. Some 16 Democrats joined most Republicans voting yes. Republicans accused Biden of turning his back on Israel after facing widespread pro-Palestinian protests. The act is not expected to become law, but its passage underscored the deep U.S. election year divide over Israel policy.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Moscow's offensive on Ukraine's Kharkiv aims to create a buffer zone, but that there are no plans to capture the city. Putin has said in China that Moscow has launched attacks in the Kharkiv region in response to the Ukrainian shelling of Russia's Belgorod region. Russian authorities say a massive Ukrainian drone attack on Crimea has caused power cutoffs in the city of Sevastopol and set a refinery ablaze in southern Russia. This is VOA News. The powerful sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has again denied arms exchanges with Russia. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
State media on Friday quoted Kim Yo-jong as calling the arms deal the, quote, most absurd theory that was, quote, woven with prejudice and fiction. The U.S. and South Korea have accused North Korea of transferring weapons to Russia for use against Ukraine, which it invaded in February 2022. Both Moscow and Pyongyang have denied the deal, but vowed last year to deepen military relations. In a report seen by Reuters, United Nations sanctions monitors told a Security Council committee the debris from a missile that landed in Ukraine in January was from a North Korean ballistic missile. Then on Thursday, the U.S. announced fresh sanctions on several Russian companies and individuals for facilitating arms transfers between Russia and North Korea.
Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. Georgia's prime minister has joined tens of thousands of people on a march through the country's capital to mark the Day of Family Purity. The event on Friday celebrated so-called traditional family values in Georgia, where animosity towards sexual minorities is strong. The march was initiated by the Georgian Orthodox Church in 2013. Observances were also held in more than 20 other cities. Liberal groups have complained that the event coincides with the International Day Against Homophobia, Transphobia, and Biphobia. The governing Georgian Dream Party introduced a bill in March curtailing LGBTQ plus rights. The bill, if adopted, will prohibit sex changes, adoption by same-sex couples, and gatherings that could be regarded as promoting same-sex relations. Taiwan's new president takes office on Monday. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
Taiwan's new president, Lai Ching-te, faces a China that calls him a dangerous separatist, as well as a fractured parliament at home where no party has a majority. Lai, who also goes by William, has been vice president for the past 4 years. He succeeds President Tsai Ing-wen as Beijing increases military and political pressure to assert sovereignty over democratically governed Taiwan, a claim he and Tsai reject. Beijing officials will be closely watching Lai's inaugural speech.
Diane Tao from Reuters. South Africa's election will determine how weary the country has become of the ruling African National Congress Party, which has been in power since the end of apartheid 30 years ago. President Cyril Ramaphosa and the ANC are struggling to keep their parliamentary majority, and opinion polls predict that the party will receive less than 50% of the national vote for the first time in the May 29th election. But that doesn't mean that the ANC will be out of power in Africa's most advanced economy. What seems most likely is a coalition national government for the first time. That still may not easily solve the country's big problems, which include the world's highest rate of unemployment. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.